Heat inland, high tides at night, and a week that starts with 100,000 first bells. The coastal forecast for Sunday offers San Diego's signature August benevolence, a high near 82 degrees, partly sunny, with tonight going mostly cloudy and a low around 70. Monday comes in near 81 along the coast. The inland and desert picture is more demanding. Heat risk remains in the minor to major range through today, with temperatures in desert regions running between 108 and 114 degrees. Mountain areas carry a 20 to 35% chance of afternoon and evening thunderstorms today, with Monday and Tuesday bringing even stronger storm potential at elevation. Anyone planning hiking or outdoor activity in the San Diego backcountry should monitor conditions closely. Afternoon thunderstorms in the mountains develop quickly and without prolonged warning. A specific coastal hazard applies Monday through Wednesday night. Astronomical high tides are expected to exceed 7 feet between roughly 8 and 9:30 p.m. on each of those evenings. The National Weather Service has indicated that minor overflow in low-lying beach areas and parking lots along the coast is possible. Drivers parking near the water on those nights should consult tide charts before leaving their vehicles. The week ahead is dense with civic and community milestones. San Diego Unified opens Monday, August 10th. Santee City Council meets Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. The Betamax Summer Concert Series finale plays Thursday evening at Town Center Community Park East in Santee. With access patterns altered by the closed YMCA footbridge due to community center construction. America's Finest City Half Marathon, the Jason Aldean and Luke Bryan concert at Petco Park, and the conclusion of the USTA Junior Tennis Championships all converge on Sunday, August 16th. The Beaver Fire near Hamul is fully resolved with no active incidents listed on Alert San Diego. Residents in Inland Santee seeking a cool space during the heat advisory can check on the cool zone designation at the library at 9225 Carlton Hills Boulevard, though hours should be verified directly with the branch before visiting.